Today's enlightening entertainment will be presented in Arabic and English with subtitles in Arabic, Oleksiz or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish and Thai. يعرف السيد رحيم الحاش باعتباره أحد موسيقي العود الرائعين والقلائل في عصرنا. ولد في بغداد عاصمة العراق، وكونه ابن أحد صانع العود الأسطوريين فقد وقع في حب هذه الآلة الموسيقية في سن مبكرة. ونظرا لموهبته الرائعة والتي اكتشفت في وقت مبكر، فقد تلمذ رحيم الحاج على يد فنان العود المشهور منير بشير باعتباره على صعيد العالم أعظم عازف عود في القرن العشرين. وقد ترشح رحيم الحاج مرتين لنيل جائزة الغرامي عن أعماله الفنية الأصلية، كما أنه معروف نظرا لتعاونه مع فنانين من مختلف الثقافات. لقد عاش منذ عام 2000 في الولايات المتحدة، ومن خلال عروضه وقصصه الرائعة قام بمشاطرة صورة العراق الأصلية مع الجماهير في جميع أنحاء العالم. يصف السيد الحاج موسيقى وطنه العراق بالقول:
When we make our music, we make it really sad, but it's very soulful. And we make, for example, songs, we depend on the poetry, where the poetry is so important to Arab country, specifically in Iraq, where the poetry is more important than music itself. So they integrate between the strong words and spoken word as a poetry, and at the same time to compose music inside this song and to make it more powerful. So I would say Iraqi music, in general, more soulful, sad music, and also has a hope. If you think about it, it has certain hope when you listen to it, and you think that, oh, there's some certain elements that it make Iraqi music so specific and so unique in the same time.
يعتبر العود أقدم آلة وترية في العالم، حيث يعود أصلها إلى 5000 سنة مضت منذ عهد الحضارة السومرية التي ظهرت فيما يدعى اليوم بجنوب العراق.
It's called the grandfather for all the string instruments, where the lute, you know, lute, oud, European lute, that's what came from oud, and surud from India, surud, oud. Guitar, when the great oud player, when he immigrated from Baghdad to southern Spain, and now it becomes more really sophisticated instrument. It's a classical a music, and you can compose on this instrument.
ويوضح السيد الحاج لماذا اعتبر العود آلة مقدسة في العراق منذ العصور القديمة.
Iraqi music is so sacred, it's so soulful, because it has to come with your heart, it has to come with your feeling and deep feeling at the same time. Thank you.
ويستذكر رحيم الحاج طفولته الفضة في مسقط رأسه بغداد في العراق.
There's two teachers in my life, and I think one of them, he is the most famous oud player in the 20th century, Munir Bashir. The first teacher when I was in elementary school, which is he wasn't really a musician, he was an Arabic teacher, but he knows how to play the oud, and he find me that I'm in love with this instrument. And since I was 8 years old, and he said, well, you are a musician, and well, I'm just imitating him. He encouraged me a lot. And I think the best teacher to me was my mom, because she encouraged me a lot.
كما درس السيد حاج كذلك في معهد الموسيقى في بغداد وفي الجامعة المستنصرية. وهو يعيش الآن في البوركيكي في نيو مكسيكو ويقوم بتدريس الموسيقى العراقية للشباب الأمريكي حيث يحيي حياة مهنية مزدهرة كمؤلف وعازف. وهكذا يعتبر رحيم الحاج سفير الحضارة العراقية العظيمة حاضرها وماضيها.
It's the cradle of civilization. Mesopotamia means the old name of Iraq, and it's still there. I think Iraq is a beautiful country and a great people, and they deserve better than that. They deserve to live beautifully, that the way they used to, and be and contribute something beautiful to this world, whatever it is, whether in science or in music or in art or even humanity in general. I told my audience, look, I'm here not to entertain you. I'm here to give you a message. It's a great message to give you an invitation to think about the world and to make a difference to this world.
I was a really teacher in Baghdad. I was a really mean teacher. So I teach my student, I need them to be a musician, and they don't like it. They need to sing. That's it. And so no, you have to play oud and you have to play cello and violin and something like that. Anyway, and then I said, of course, they are kids. They need to sing and to have fun, right? So I composed this piece for them. It's called One Voice. Because when I went back in 2004, I searched for them, and they are 24, 25. Anyway, so One Voice.
عندما نعود سيخبرنا السيد رحيم الحاج المؤلف العراقي وعازف العود البارع عن أحدث مشروع له بالتعاون مع صلة من الفنانين العالميين لتوحيد العالم. أرجو أن تبقوا معنا على قناة كبيرة المعلمات. من جديد مع برنامج التسلية التنويرية. كمؤلف وموسيقي سعى الفنان العراقي رحيم الحاج إلى توحيد الجنس البشري من خلال الموسيقى. في الجوهر إنه يعتقد أنه لا يوجد أي اختلاف بين الفنون الأدبية الشرقية والغربية أو غيرها من الأجناس، لأن الموسيقى لغة عالمية.
And that's what I am trying to explain why there is no difference in the music. It's just the taste. It's just how you approach the music. And you have the same scale, for example. You have a minor and major. So when I came to the United States, for example, I didn't speak English at that time. So I have instrument. So I can write my music. So I just write my music and people, they can play it. I don't need to talk. So the common sense between us as a globe It's the music. And I think this is a great message to the world. If we have these common things in the world, why we fight each other? Why we concentrate on our differences more than our similarities, right? We have the same music. You have seven notes and I have seven notes. And let's share whatever we have to make the world a better place to live.
السيد الحاج بإصدار ألبوم مشترك مع الموسيقي الهندي المشهور أمجد علي خان وذلك في عام 2009 تم ترشيحه عندئذ لجائزة غرامي 2010 عن فئة أفضل موسيقي عالمي تقليدي. لا يعد السيد الحاج أستاذ مؤلف على العود ولكنه قام بمهارة بتأليف مقطوعات إيقاعية جديدة كلية لبعض أعظم الموسيقيين في العالم.
I started to compose music actually for concerto for the orchestras and string quartet within a Western classical music, what we call it, right? And I find it so important to me to write music to let the other West in general to understand where we came from. I started to compose music from different continents of the world. Chinese people and with Luhan, I compose music for her. For African, with Tumani Dubate, with Native American, with Robert Morbal, with Latin American, with Santa Fe Guitar Quartet. I mean, every single thing in the world where they're world renowned musician, I wrote the music for them with oud. Now that's all we have. It's the music. He can unite us. We are a human being, and you have to be a good human being before you will be a musician or an artist. Being an artist means you have more responsibility to serve this world in a better way, to tell the truth. So I think mission of the musician is to deliver the message of peace and love and compassion.
1, 2, 3, 4.
after 9 years being in the United States, a lot of people, they became more familiar with the oud. And some of followers, actually, they follow me, you know, whenever I go to have a concert here and there. And at the same time, like I said, it's a responsibility to me, is to make the music more accessible. And that's what I'm doing, basically, as a teacher in my beloved home in Albuquerque, when I teach music theory and ensemble. So this, they accustomed and used to play Beethoven and Mozart and Schubert and Bach, right? But now they play something really different from what they are used to.
لقد زار السيد الحاج وطنه مرات عدة وقد قام باستعمال موسيقى كصوت بالنيابة عن النساء والأطفال المحرومين في العراق من خلال الحفلات الخيرية.
First composition I would like to play is called Hulum, Dream. It's about the desire that we have to touch our own truth. And I composed this piece after having conversation with my nephews and nieces, and I told them, what are you dreaming right now? I said, well, go to school and have electric and have clean water and be safe. And that's how Iraqi children, unfortunately, they dream just to have basics life, for them to have real life dream.
Receiving probably hundreds of emails every day from people that I'm fan and friends, and they listen to me and they say, well, thank you very much for letting me understand what's going on inside of Iraq. And that's what the great thing is about the United States people here, is American people, they are beautiful people, they are wonderful people.
وأخيرا يعبر السيد الحاج عن رؤيته لعالمنا.
My vision to the world will be just a globe, and that's my new record. It's called Little Earth. And I'm including all this musician from 7 continents to just play music. And some of them, we don't speak the same language, because we don't speak the one language, it's the music language. So I'm optimistic the world will be a great place to live, and we can love each other and help each other and make the place just wonderful to be, and concentrate again on our familiarities and similarities.
Let's apply it together. That's the last piece. I think we have time, or do we have time? I don't know. So now, this piece is called Chant. And Chant, and I remember my mom when I was a little. When the kids start crying, being annoying, so she started Irish rhythm. You know what? And then made up some song, Habibi, My Sweetheart, to keep them quiet. Here is for oud and string quartet. So I'm the oud, you are the string quartet. So what I said, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. You will keep it the same. Uh-huh. And when I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, you will end, okay, with 4. Let's rehearsal. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Perfect, here we go. Okay. Now. So, 1, 2, 3, 4.
تقدم بخالص الشكر للسيد رحيم الحاج لتقريبه إلى قلوبنا أصوات ومشاعر العراق ذاك البلد الجميل. عسى أن ينعم الله عليك بالبركة في مساعيك الحثيثة لتحقيق التفاهم والرعاية والسلام في عالمنا. جميع أعمال رحيم الحاج متوفرة على الموقع www.rahimalhaj.com. شكرا مشاهدينا الكرام على رفقتكم اليوم. أرجو أن تبقوا معنا على قناة كبيرة المعلمات مع برنامج كلمات من الحكمة والذي سيأتيكم بعد نشرة الأخبار الجديرة بالذكر. عسى أن تتحقق أمنياتكم المحبة بسرعة. Thank you gracious viewers for your company today. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for words of wisdom. Coming up next after note with the news. May all your loving wishes take flight.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.